Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Rainbow Ministries presents the Pastor's Corner. And I'm your pastor, Dr. Pastor Ken, and we have Tony F. standing by with the opening prayer.
I had written something lighthearted, as always, the rainbow lights and such, but due to some changes in actions in the world today, I had to change that. Ken and I want to send the prayers out to the families of the 59 men, women, and children who were killed and the many who were injured today in an attack on two mosques in New Zealand while during worship. We here at God Rainbow Ministries hope to spread love to all, that they may feel his peace and glory and pray for the end of all the hate, all God's children. People are killing in his name. It's not what he intended. His rainbow light spreads far and wide and blankets you all. From it, we must learn love for our fellow man, for hate shall lead us into darkness, and only in the light can we find peace.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Tony. That was very wonderful, a wonderful prayer. Okay? Yeah, even though they're Muslims, okay, we must love our brothers and sisters, no matter who and what they are, okay. And no man has the right to go into a house of worship and just start opening fire and killing folks in the name of God, okay. So, with that being said. Okay, we're going to play some more music, okay, and then we're going to get into the messages. Amen.
The new day. I've been strong and I've been broken with me.
worship music. Well, let's get into our first message of the evening. Okay, it is a devotional that I've titled Living Without Offense. You see, loving others is one of the most important and typical commands Jesus gave us. We are messy, broken, needy, and sinful people. We constantly deal with our own wounds and those of others. Because there is no perfect person, the foundation for loving others must be based outside of the merit or worth of others. The foundation for love must come from God, who is love. As believers, we must constantly tap into the love and grace of our Heavenly Father so that we can love others selflessly and powerfully. May you receive the love of your Father and be empowered to love others this week as we look to grow in our obedience of Jesus' command to love people. Amen. Taking offense allows others to dictate your emotions and thereby your quality of life. When we allow the expressions of brokenness in others to affect us, we take our minds off the ways of heaven and place them on the ways of the world. If we are to be effectively live in obedience to the second greatest commandment of loving others, we must allow God to transform us into those who live without offense. When someone wrongs me, I instantly feel a need for justice and fairness rise within me. I feel as if I inherently have the right to be angry or even to exact revenge for the wrong they committed. Offense stirs up feelings of insecurity, pride, anger, and frustration that I will do just about anything to rid myself of. But when I look at Scripture, I see Jesus modeling the exact opposite reaction to the offense. Matthew 27 is filled with wrongs done to Jesus, as seen in his betrayal, the freeing of the murderer Barabbas, the flogging of the crowns of thorns, carrying on the cross, the mocking by soldiers and thief, and his eventual death. Jesus had more right to take offense and exact revenge than any human in all of history. But Jesus saw past all the offenses to the heart of those who wronged him. He saw past the hard, aggressive, and angry exteriors to the wounded place of the soul and found within him the strength, love, and courage to pray, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that's Luke chapter 23, verse 34. In the face of the world's offenses and injustice, Jesus chose to offer grace, mercy, forgiveness, and compassion. Jesus lived his life free from the offense and therefore was free to love others. His ability to look past expressions of brokenness to the hurts beneath the surface empowered him to live with joy, passion, love, and purpose. Leviticus 19:18 says, "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself." See, I am the Lord. If we are to fulfill the command of Scripture, we must look to Jesus as our model and live without offense. We must choose grace over revenge and compassion over worldly justice. See, you have the ability to choose how to respond to others. Your emotions and actions do not have to be dictated by the simple acts of others. Choose to pursue love and humility over vengeance and anger. Allow the Lord to highlight and heal any wounds and insecurities that cause you to respond poorly to the offense as you enter into guided prayer. So first, meditate on Scripture's command to live without offense. Reflect on Jesus' response to offense and evaluate him as your model for living. Proverbs 19:11, God's sense makes one slow to anger and has glory to overlook an offense. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23, when he was reviled and did not revile in return, when he suffered and did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to who judges justly. So do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also in the interests of others. Have this in mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, being humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 through 8. So what insecurities or wounds cause you to respond to offense in ways other than those of Jesus? What is the core of your offense? What's keeping you from fully loving others? Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 21 and 22. Do not take to heart of all things that people say, lest you hear your servant cursing you. Your heart knows that many times you yourself have cursed others. So thirdly, ask the Holy Spirit to help you look past acts of brokenness to the heart of those who offended you. And ask him to heal your brokenness and transform you into a person who loves others. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Romans chapter 14, verse 19, so then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. And lastly, let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love in eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. So what would your life be like if you were free from offense? How much more consistently would you experience peace and joy? If God commands you to choose humility and compassion over offense, it must be a far better way to live. Vengeance, anger, and frustration will only rob you of the abundant life God intends for you, whereas humility and compassion will fill you with the very power of grace of God himself. May you be a child with the heart of the Father and love others with his love today. I highly recommend that when you get a chance, read Matthew 27, Matthew chapter 27. And it'll bring this devotional into light for you. Amen? All righty. Well, that brings us to the most important question of them all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you're going to get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are, walking through life endlessly in life, not knowing where to go, which way is up or which way is down? Are you lost and you know you need to be found? Or you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from such as addictions as alcohol, a drug addiction, or sexual immorality, or overeating or gambling. You see, God can take those things away, but in order to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So I ask you, are you ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ tonight as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, please say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross of Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. Now, if you said this prayer, I normally ask people to call in, but you know what? You don't have to call in. If you said this prayer, you know you did. And between you and the Lord, And that's what now, folks, now that you've said this prayer, there's some other things you must do. You need to find yourself a church, okay? You really do. Find yourself a church, okay, that you can relate to others in, okay, and you have worship and fellowship with others, okay? Get baptized by water and by the Holy Spirit, okay? Get yourself into the Word and start reading the Bible every day, okay? Okay, and pray for yourself and pray for others. Okay, because you know if we follow these footsteps, we are walking the narrow road, and we are on our way to eternity and the kingdom of heaven. Okay, but like I said, you can't just say this simple little prayer and be done with it and do nothing else. You've got to put in some work. Okay, you know. You've got to do these things, okay? Amen. So I'm gonna say God bless you, and really may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. Alrighty. Well, we're gonna play some more music here before we get into the next message, okay? Okay. So here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
well, let me bring this up. Okay, and it's time for Tony to give us, okay, the word from the Bible. Okay, this is the last of Job. Okay, and then we move on.
Thanks, Ken. Yes, we're coming to the end of Job tonight. I know it's been a while. It's taken us a while to get there. But we are. So if you want to read along, it's going to be Job 40, Psalms 18, 4 through 6, Proverbs 5. And it states, "Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? He who rebukes God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth once I have spoken, but I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Would you indeed annul my judgment? Would you condemn me that you may be justified? Have you an arm like God? Or can you thunder with a voice like his? Then adorn yourself with majesty and splendor. Array yourself with glory and beauty. Disperse the rage of your wrath. Look on everyone who is proud and humble him. Look on everyone who is proud and bring him low. Tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together. Bind their faces in hidden darkness. Then I will also confess to you that your own right hand can save you. Look now at the behemoth which I made along with you. He eats grass like an ox. See now his strength. Is it in his hips? And his power? Is it in his stomach muscles? He moves his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are tight. They're knit. His bones are beams of bronze. His ribs like bars of iron. He is the first of the ways of God. Only he who made him can bring near his sword. Surely the mountains yield food for him, and all the beasts of the field play there. He lies under the lotus tree, in a covert of reeds and marsh. The lotus trees cover him with their shade. The willows by the brook surround him. Indeed, the river may rage, yet he is not disturbed. He is confident. Though the Jordan gushes into his mouth, though he takes it in his eyes, or one pierces his nose with a stare. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You ask, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know. Listen, please, and let me speak. You said, I will question you, and you shall answer me. I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And so it was, after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Elzphaz the termite, my wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Now therefore take for yourselves seven bulls and seven rams. Go to my servant Job and offer up yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. So Elphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shunite, and Zophar the Mahanite, went and did as the Lord commanded them. For the Lord had accepted Job, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before, that more than all his brothers, all his sisters, and all those who had been his acquaintances before came to him and ate food with him in his house. And they consoled him and comforted him for all the adversity that the Lord had brought upon him. Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. Well, now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Jeminiah, the name of the second Kizia,
and the name of the third, Kiran Hapuch. In all the land were found no women so beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and grandchildren for four generations. So Job died, old and full of days. Well, that is our end to Job. I have no idea where Pastor Ken is going to let me take you next, but I'm sure if we open up the next page, we'll see. But I'll leave you with a word of worship. It's going to be Psalms 18, 4 through 6. The pangs of death surround me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. So last and not least, I'm going to leave you with these words of wisdom. Take them to ear, because it may be you they're speaking about. Proverbs 5:1, 3-4. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lead your ear to my understanding. For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Amen.
Amen.
That's where I'm going to leave you tonight, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Well, you'll hear from me again in a few.
Yes, amen. Amen. Well, tomorrow night is going to be Saturday night, okay? And that's going to be the Messianic Church service, Saturday night Shabbat service. So there won't be a Bible reading. There's going to be a sermon that I will prepare for you and read. We will have an altar call, of course. There's no devotional order. It might be a prophetic word. It all depends upon what God puts on my heart to do for tomorrow night. Amen. But for now, okay, let's play some more music, okay? Here we go.
Hurting my chest. Yeah. I just deceiving? Is it ignorance? I wanna solve the mystery. Yeah, I think it's time to forfeit every arrogance. Lay your weapons at your feet.
Tonight, I'd like all of you just to say a prayer for those people in New Zealand shot down for whatever reason, but we may not ever understand. And look around you tonight after you get off the air, wherever you're at. You've got family sitting somewhere, maybe kids, your partner. Look around your house and remember that you are blessed. No matter what is said in the end, He comforts. He looks after you. We are all blessed in His Word. And if tonight you learned a little something, tomorrow share it with somebody, because that's how His Word is going to spread. Thank y'all again. Tomorrow night, same bat channel. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, tomorrow night is going to be Saturday night, okay, Shabbat, Sabbath service, okay, it's a Messianic service, and we'll be playing Messianic music that goes with it, so you can get into the feel, and maybe learn a little Hebrew at the same time. Amen.
I just want to jump back in here and ask all of you out there to say a prayer for our friend Peaches George, who had a heart attack this afternoon and is in the hospital. Not sure how he's doing, but the boy's a San Antonio legend. Let's hope he pulls through.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Our hearts and prayers go out to Peaches George. Amen. All righty. Well, I'm going to play a song here that's going to take us out. Okay, here we go.
Every breath we could ever breathe, we see you, all we see you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I want to say thank you all for listening on the link, okay? And those callers that called in, okay, and listened. Okay, may God bless you and may he keep you highly favored. And so until tomorrow, I hope to see you all here tomorrow night, okay, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go for a great sermon. Okay, so until then, God bless. Good night.